Got a conscience. My conscience gets bothered. And when I try to go to sleep at night, it seems like to me I can hear my conscience say, "Shame. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know you got a good woman. And you ought to treat her right." And I made a deal with my conscience that my conscience didn't bother me. But I sure wouldn't bother my conscience. But every night, come around to me and tell me, you know he's been wrong, yes you have. A lot of fellas out there been wrong. Gotta go to your babe and tell her, honey.
I was too close.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Mr. Johnny Taylor on the Stormy Monday Blues Show. You know, we keep the blues alive. You know, the kings of the blues, you know, the ones that just really started the blues from the bricks. You know, I was around Johnny Taylor a lot when I grew up. And You know, he was an incredible individual, Mr. Charisma. He would perform, and he'd stay on stage. Promoters be mad. They want to get Johnny off stage, but he was Johnny Taylor. You know, I'm going to a little FYI on the Stormy Money Blues for this evening, that the first platinum record ever was Disco Lady by Johnny Taylor on the Stormy Money Blues Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and I'm going to go right to my main man, Mr. ZZ Hill, with that down-home blues, baby.
And everybody's having a good time. And you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes? While you fixing me a drink,
and party off these down home blues. Hey, this is he here on the Stormy Monday Blues Show. Want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, and we're going to keep it rocking and rolling. There's been a lot of controversy in the news about people groping and sexual harassments, and, you know, it's so much confusion in the world, and I wish we could just all get along, keep our hands to ourselves, and keep the blues alive. But I'm going to play a song from somebody. This is like hot off the press. It's the last song, one of the last, Johnny Guitar Watson. He died in Yokohama, Japan, and that was the last place he performed. And this was some of the songs I'm going to be playing tonight off of his CD. And I'm broadcasting from Franny's house. I'm at my sister's house. We're broadcasting here on location for the next few weeks. I'll be moving around the country and broadcasting from different locations. And I want to say hello to everybody, Yvonne, Franny, Miss Pearl, everybody out there tonight. And Gigi, I see you tuned in down in Houston, Texas. We have listeners from the bottom, from the pineapple to the Big Apple. We have a lot of people tuning in. I want to thank everybody for being consistent on my show. And I want to apologize for my shows that I wasn't able to get the blues in motion and, other than the click on. But we're back, and we're going to play something from the news, the songs. This album was never released by Mr. Johnny Guitar Watson. And this song is very, very, I'm going to be trying to, I'm going to have it in a movie. I got a movie I'm doing, and I'm going to be playing this on the soundtrack. And it's entitled No Sexual Harassment by JG, Johnny Guitar Baby.
Sing! Walking around with a frown on. Come freaks, they getting down on. Getting hit on in the workplace. Boss man, you done got a case. Saying things from behind the desk. Talking all in the latest dress. Making gestures and I don't know what. Pinching fine ladies on their butt. Hey, brother man, you better stop that embarrassment. No sexual harassment. Sing.
Awesome.
No. No sexual harassment. I said no. No sexual harassment. I said no. No more sexual harassment. Ladies can't even walk in the park. Scared to go outside when it's dark. You know where I'm coming from, and all you freaks keep wanting some. You act like you never been to church. You can look, but you better not touch. I see you smiling, you think I'm playing, but you better understand what I'm saying. They're gonna call your case basket with that sexual harassment. Sing.
Awesome.
No. No. Sexual. Toys, act acting like one of the nasty boys. What's the matter? You got some kind of grudge? You're going to wind up just like the judge. You better cool your heels on that mess and start using some kind of finesse. Everybody's wondering where your class went with the sexual harassment. Sing.
Awesome.
No. No. Ladies harassed in the Army, in the Navy and Marines, of course. Flying ladies harassed in the Air Force. Police putting foot in behind. Courtroom giving jails and fines. Sophisticated ladies weeping and crying. Rich men in the courtroom line. That kind of hitting is past tense. No sexual harassment.
Awesome.
No. No.
Being mine.
Yeah, I'm grooving on the Stormy Monday Blues Show. I'm Sonny Blue Bland, your host. And I got an array of individuals tentatively. And I just had a surprise call from an individual. He's on the other line by the name of Mr. Kingdom. He's from Sacramento. We grew up together. The first time I ever was on stage, I was about 8 years old. His mom pushed me on the talent show in the backyard. Said, get up there and sing. And I sang. She was the first person, Miss Brenda Usher. And this is her son. And his name is Mr. Kingdom. And he's an R&B singer. He's opened up for some of the big acts. And he's had been on tour. And he's doing movies. And he's just a vernacular individual. I'm going to bring him in a minute. But I'm going to play one more. This is from The Godfather. He's going to be calling in also in a little while. And Tim and Mr. Phil Marston were trying to get a collaboration going in this movie, which is called Blues Boogeyman, which should be coming out real soon. But listen to Fillmore Slim one time.
We rolling?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Like a queen king that lost his throne, I hear you cry. Like a king that lost his throne, and everyone knows why you cry. 'Cause your sweet little queen is gone. Remember when you were just a poor boy without a dime? I remember when you were just a poor boy without a dime. Thank you.
Mr. Fillmore Slim on the Stormy Monday Blues Show. I want to thank everybody that called in. If you're online and want to call in and listen in or just interject, it's the guest call-in number is 323-642-1569. Once again, 323-642-1569 on the Stormy Monday Blues Show, www.facesofsuccessradio.com. And we play the music that keeps you moving. And I'm going to keep it moving along. I'm going to bring my bro in because this cat here, we come up from the bricks together. We was like 7, 8 years old. My main man, let me give you all a little rundown on this cat. I don't have any of his music in queue, but he's going to have another interview coming up. This was just a prompt thing. He called in and he isn't working tonight. He's usually working every night. He does James Brown impersonations. He's a vernacular guy. I'm going to bring him in. He's my bro, Kingdom. Run it down from the top to the bottom.
Well, number one rule is this, man. I just do James Brown because James Brown is phenomenal. He's a real special.
Before we even get started, let's touch on that, how it feels to really embody the James Brown whole, because I know, you do the whole, the dance, the singing. Just run it down a little bit about James, how you feel about James, man.
James Brown was, he was an extraordinary man. He was very prodigy with the gifts that he used, and he became phenomenal behind it. He was never a dope person. He was very intelligent, and he knew how to work with the Jews. But at the same time, he was a man. And he had a style that was unbelievable that he believed in.
Right.
And once he believed
in
it, everybody
else. Yeah, I ain't got a chance to see you. I haven't seen you yet. I haven't had a chance to see you. Everybody, James. Hey, listen. Hey, no, I haven't seen you do it because I've never seen you do it, James.
You see how I told you to do it.
Yeah. You emulate James a lot, but I'm just saying, James Usher. James Brown came to his house in a limo, came to Fourth Avenue to Mama Usher, God bless her soul. He came to the house, to the limo, in a limo. So, we always been connected real close to James. That's why I'm really, really be fascinated to see your show. I'm going to be really, really on it.
Uncle did see it. James seen me on YouTube and he seen me do the James Brown. He looked at me and said, Yeah, you're good
right.
at it.
Yeah. That's what I said. He told me you was
so
on the point.
Him.
But anyway, let me tell the people. Tell the people what you got going on. You opened up for Angie Stone. What is that?
And then I have on Touch of Class on Stockton Boulevard.
When is that?
What is this? The 23rd? Is that a Saturday? What day is that?
I don't know, but just tell the people the month and the day.
Saturday,
and they're gonna be there.
I believe it's Saturday coming up.
Okay.
At the Touch of Class. We're going to be putting
it
down. They're going to be
on
Stockton Boulevard.
Right, on
okay.
Stockton Boulevard.
Okay,
and
well,
then
they gonna kick off.
Is it a cover at the door? You know,
yeah, cover at the door.
What time does it start?
I believe it starts at around 9 o'clock.
Will you guys come out and support Kingdom? You know what I'm saying? Hey, hit a note for him, Kingdom. I ain't got none of your music in queue. Before I go to this next song, I don't want you to hang up because the Godfather is gonna be calling in, and we need to chop it up. And hit a note, man. Hit a note for him.
Okay, here's a good one for you.
Hey, we got plenty of time.
At an early age, I end up doing life in the pit. What a sad way for a young brother's life to end. And I can't pretend this takes me way down deep within. Say I miss my friend, Shadala.
Hey, man, that was so prompt, dude, man. See, that's on Faces of Success Radio, the Stormy Money Blues show. This is what you get. You know, anybody might call in to the show in Kingdom, man. I want to thank you for calling in, man. You really made my day because, you know, I get sentimental about my family. You know what I'm saying? You my family. And, man, we in this entertainment business at its highest peak. But we're going to keep the blues rolling right along. Don't hang up. This is another smasher from The Godfather. I'm gonna play some more. Hey, I got some. Wait a minute. I got some Johnny Guitar Watson. I'm gonna dig out right now out this crate over here. You know, I got a crate excuse me 1 minute. Let me go to a song.
Hold on 1 second.
The Godfather. Tell The Godfather calling. That was just a flash news. News came through. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on. Hey, Godfather, can you call in to the number so I can get you? I'm on.
I need call in to the number. This is Black Talk Radio.
Well, tell him how to do it, please, Ms. Pearl. Okay. I want to, like I was saying, they got the Godfather just call in. So, hey, come on in. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to play a song for Mr. Fillmore Slim, and we're going to have him online right now. And this is Fannie Mae.
She never leave me, no. Talking about my family.
happy people, we will always be together. I love my Betty May through sunshine and rainy weather. I said, I love my Betty May. You hear me what I say. I love my Betty May. You better hear what I say. I love my Betty May. You better hear what I say. I love my Betty May. You better hear what I say. I love my Betty May. Baby, please don't ever go away. I love you, Betty May.
Mr. Fillmore Slim, the acclaimed worldwide blues singer. He's he's a vernacular guy all over doing movies and yes, Fillmore Slim. And we're just privileged to have him. I'm gonna bring him right on in. I'm not even gonna play with it. I'm gonna bring him right on in right now. Godfather, run it down from the top to the bottom, please.
How you doing, Sonny?
Man, I'm
how you
I'm
been,
man?
There, man? I heard you been to Canada, but doing
No. I ain't been doing nothing but doing the blues, Slim.
I know you've been doing the blues. You better
yes,
be
sir.
Doing the blues.
Hey,
you
hey,
won't
hey,
be my friend.
Hey, yeah, yeah, for sure. Hey, don't go nowhere.
One sky, one beer. I say, hey, Mr. Bartender, come here. I want another drink and I want it now. The girl, she's gone. She doesn't come tonight. I ain't seen the girl since I got a full ass. I want to get a truck together on my mind. I want a girl, one sky, one beer. Sit there, drinking, get stoned, yeah, yeah. After a while, go down the bar, at the bartender. I say, hey, what do you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Yeah. my mind. I want forever. One sky, one to hell. Then I'll sit there, cranky. After a while, I raise my head. Look on the wall. There's a clock on the wall. By that time, quarter two. Last call, alcohol. Go down the bar, to the bartender. I'm like, hey, what do you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Yes, yes. One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. And you should be right about that. On the Stormy Money Blues Show, yeah, I'm going to bring Mr. Fillmore Slim right back on in. And we're going to be playing some songs. I got a song called King Boy. I'm going to have him talk about King Boy because I redid King Boy. And believe it or not, Mr. Fillmore Slim is playing guitar on the song. And it'll be coming out on my new album called On the Move. Sonny Blue Bland on the Move. And we're going to bring the Godfather right on in. You know, he's busy traveling the country, doing his thing. So I'm going to let him run it down. Run it down from the top to the bottom, Godfather.
Hey, how you doing there? Hey. And right, all the people out there, radio land. Yeah, this is the Godfather, Fillmore Slim. Got a lot of things on the table, maybe to make a new album, you know, and come back out with some bad blues, you know, that Louisiana, New Orleans style.
Yeah. Can you tell about the some of them titles that you gave me about on the new album? There's a couple some titles.
We don't have a title for it yet.
The songs you said about the pistol shooting Annie. What was it, Annie?
Oh yeah, we got a song came out, you know, put it out maybe in the 70s. Y'all recorded it in Los Angeles and they kept it on the shelf, so we're gonna bring it out. It's called Fast. The name of the song is Fast Gun Annie, riding and shooting, fighting for law and order.
I can't wait to
That's
hear that.
That's the song.
Yeah.
Riding, shooting, fighting. Yeah, she's the marshal, okay?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
She's the marshal. And also, you know, people in Radio Land, I got a book out there. It's been out there almost
right.
a year now. 596 pages.
Good book, man. I read
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Good.
596 pages called Blues Man Mac.
All right. You heard it, people. Make sure and get that.
Blues
it's on
Man
Amazon.
Mac.
They go to Amazon, right?
Yeah, get it on Amazon. Go to Barnes & Noble and order. They're going to order from Amazon, but you can go straight to Amazon and get the book, okay?
All right. You heard it on the Stormy Money Blues Show. And Mr. Fillmore.
My friend Sonny Blue Bland is in the book, y'all. Y'all better buy the book.
All right, now. Yeah, and I will be coming up there to get hopefully in on that recording session. And, you know, you can always find me.
I think we'll go back in May, somewhere around there, or maybe next month,
okay.
You know. I keep you up on
well,
that,
keep me,
on
yeah,
that issue,
yeah, I know
you know.
Will.
And, last night, we was at the Foxy, that great big, so while you was playing this music, great big entourage for John Lee Hooker Jr., John Lee Hooker's daughter, Shakira. You know, so we was all at the
night.
Foxy. It was real big. Lady in Pants from Cold Blood. Some of everybody was there, you know. We was all there.
Yeah.
We was on stage. Al Vaughn and Taylor P. Collins. The other girl, I forget her name. I had Levi Lloyd, you know, played guitar. He was playing guitar.
Oh, yeah, I know Levi.
Taylor P. Collins' band. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we had Gail.
Right.
Lydia Pence. And what's her name? Gail? Yeah, we had Gail.
Know.
You know Gail that plays guitar. Gail, blue singer.
Oh, yeah, Gail. With the, she had little dreads, right?
Yeah, no,
yeah,
not
yeah,
Gail.
I know.
Not Gail.
Pat Wilder.
Yeah.
Pat Wilder, that's her.
Ooh,
oh,
I had a good time
with her. She's incredible.
Yeah, man.
Yes,
I know
is.
That was a good one. Hey, Godfather,
so I got...
hold on 1 minute. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on, Godfather. I got some more talk I need from you. We got about, I got 50 minutes, but I don't mean to keep you that long. But I need you to talk about the King Boy. But I got somebody on the other line that I need to let say hello to you. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Go ahead, C.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Out there.
Who is this?
I'm calling in. This is Siegel. This is Siegel calling.
Hey,
I feel
you,
such
you know
an
what?
Honor.
This got to be my look of day because I just talked to Chappie, and now I get to talk to you. I ain't got no number on you. I know you can't give it out on air, but
I'm
you give it to Sonny, and then Sonny.
I give you his number.
How you been, my brother?
All right. I feel the honor to be on the line with Sonny on his show and to come in and have none other than the legendary Godfather Fillmore Slim himself to be on the line.
My number one friend out there in TV land. Let me say something.
See, that's why it's such a beautiful thing on Faces of Success Radio for us to bring people together, because you never thought Slim I'd have Siegel on another line, did you?
Yeah.
And everywhere I go,
they ask about the legendary Fillmore Slim. How is he doing? What has he got new out? Where can I find his music? Where can I?
Right.
What is he going to be
right.
playing
we
at
support.
Next?
We
Where is
support.
He going to be on stage?
Support Fillmore
when
Slim.
Is he coming to town?
Hey, listen.
Hey, you know what, Siegel?
You know what?
Yes.
I got something for you. You just call me, and I'm going to send you a package.
You're okay.
My number one
right.
friend. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Hey, we appreciate it.
I'm
going to
send you the book.
Don't hang up.
I'm going to send you the book and everything.
Okay.
When you get off the line, I'm going to call Sonny, and he's going to make it happen.
Don't hang up. I'm finna play another one of Slim's songs, and we can talk personally without the people. Hold on 1 second.
All right,
this is
then.
Mr. Fillmore. Hey, this
okay.
is Mr. Fillmore Slim, and this is called King Boy.
We're rolling.
King Boy.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. I hear you cry like a queen king that lost his throne. I hear you cry like a king that lost his throne, and everyone knows why you cry. 'Cause your sweet little queen is gone. I remember when you were just a poor boy without a dime. Holding your baby's hand.
You know, you'll hear Fillmore Slim on the Stormy Money Blues show two or three times a night. I might play the same song over again. Yeah, that song right there is going to be coming out on my album. And Slim, he asked me, he said, Sonny, wait a minute. He said, man, give me some fingernail clippers. I said, wait a minute, for what, Slim? He said, man, I got to cut my fingernails, man, to really get down on this song. So you're going to really want to get to my CD On the Move, Sonny Blueland On the Move, because the song that you just heard, King Boy, I did the best I could do, and the Godfather was glad on how I did it, and he did the guitar on that thing. So I'm gonna bring him right on it so he can talk. And for those that they want to call in, you can call in at 323-642-1569, 323-642-1569 on the Stormy Money Blues Show, Mr. Fillmore Slim. Slim, I want to ask you personally, King Boy, what inspired King Boy? I mean, other than, we ain't gonna say what inspired. When did you write it?
I'm gonna put it like that. All right.
Run that back.
I wrote it inside when I was in incarceration. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wrote that in federal incarceration in the feds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I wrote
yeah,
that in federal incarceration,
that's...
you know, and, I was in England, you know, when I was in England, they had a big, king got a big heron, you know, and he owned the whole country right outside of Switzerland, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it's just right in the middle of the town, you know. And I said, years of missing, not a missing, but years of a king's thing. Right, it's just right in the middle of the town. And this guy is a king. He was a king. And he owned that whole little country. I think it's over there by, what's the name of it? It's called, it's in Germany. And he owned that whole little country, but it's right on the border of Switzerland, okay? And so we drove over there. We was on the tour bus. We drove over there. We had a day off, you know. So we drove over there, and we seen it. We drove around it. And there's, planes and helicopters fly in through the top of it. Couldn't nobody go in there, you know. It was his heaven, you know. And he owned that whole country, okay? Right there by Valence, Switzerland, you know. And that inspired me to write. He has a king with his own castle. So that's what made me write that, you know. And then what I put to it is when I say, but this king boy I wrote about, the female was his downfall, okay? That's why I wrote it like that. I say, you know,
right.
Stand up. I mean, stop your crying, king. You're supposed to be a king. Stop acting like a queen. A king ain't
right.
supposed to cry. A king ain't supposed to cry. And that's how I wrote that, you know.
Very inspirational.
Yeah, now I see you sitting there crying like a king that lost his throne. The reason why you're crying because your sweet little queen is gone, okay? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was a royalty thing.
I feel privileged.
But the king, let the people know, the king go through headaches with his women like we do in the free world.
Right. Right. Hey, I was
so that's how I wrote that song.
Hey, Slim, do you remember asking me about the fingernail clippers to cut your fingernails?
But let me ask you something. Yeah, but let me ask you, tell you this here. I wrote the song for your father.
Oh, you did?
Song. I wrote a song for Bobby, okay? But when we went in the studio, and they wanted the producer wanted to hear it, so when I sung it, they said, no, we want you to record it. So that's how the song got out there. I wrote a poem for Bobby.
Oh, man. Hey, that's great, man.
Yeah, you know that's his
Hey, Slim, don't make me start. Slim, don't make me start crying up in here, man.
No, I don't see you cry.
I never do that. Yeah, that's
same
what I'm saying.
Same thing as cry.
Right.
That's what I want you to do. That's Bobby, man. Come
on. Yeah. Hey, sir,
while we speaking, I'm gonna cover one of Bobby's songs. I need to write. I think I'm gonna put one of Bobby's songs on my note. I might do Two Steps from the Blues.
Man, that's a bad one.
That's the gym. That's right.
That's the gym.
Yeah,
one
month from the day
with,
when I first met you.
I know all your promises are true to be untrue. But step by step,
I know how it goes. Now I'm just so forgiving from the blues.
I'm so forgiving. I just can't go on living. Two steps.
But tell my friends out there, that's what's happening with me. I got new things on the table.
One of Bobby's songs.
With the movie, you know, Nick Cannon jumped on the bandwagon.
Hey, there's an array of songs that went through my mind trying to say, when you said that, and then you said Two Steps on the Blues. Man, I want to hear you sing that, Slim.
If I'm going to do anything about Bobby, I'm going to go back.
Man, I want
to
hear you sing that, man.
Say it the way I heard it, okay? Back in my day,
right? Yeah, you heard it when it came out on the radio.
Yeah, that's what happened,
man. Tell the people,
how they can get in touch
with you, Slim. Give me some contact numbers. Give me some information how the people can find you.
I give you my agent. Okay, listen.
Okay.
I give my agent number, okay? My agent number is, now she got an email, okay? Wait a minute. Sue? Yeah, her name is, she wrote the book.
Man.
Her name
tell
is Sue.
I said,
Sue Strange.
Tell
Sue.
I said hello. Tell
yeah, okay,
Sue,
son, say hello. Okay, let me tell you something. I got to go after that.
Yeah, tell her we're on the radio.
Okay. Her name is Sue Strange Sue. And our email, what's your email?
Hello?
TrueSue2011@hotmail.com.
Hello.
You got that? So that's my agent. So that's how you, for booking, you call that, you email that number. On telephone, it'll be 650-366. 8102. And all that info is on Film on Slim Rebirth Nation, sonny. People. Hello?
Hello? Hey, Slim, you right there? Yeah, on the Stormy Money Blues show, we're going to keep it moving right along with another tune. Hey, Slim. Hello? Look at it.
It's going to start going crazy. I'm online and everything.
Hey, Slim. Little technical difficulties.
Thank you. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
They just won't let me be. They just won't let me be. Oh no. My friends, they all call me, but I don't talk to no one. I just pray to the good Lord above, please send my baby back home to me. Whoa, 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 whoa. Blues, blues, blues. Blues is all in my bedroom. Best of me. Oh yeah. They just won't, they just won't let me be. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's Mr. Joe Caruso, my friend from Florida. He's been singing the blues, and it's called Blues, Blues, Blues. We're going to see if Mr. Fillmore Slim, we had some technical difficulties. I want to apologize for that dead time, but see if we can get the Godfather back in queue on the Stormy Money Blues show. Mr. Fillmore Slim. Slim. Well, we can't get him right now. So, Mr. Fillmore, well, we're going to come with something. You know, Bobby had a vernacular career. A lot of people don't know about my dad, and I want to play one of his records from 1957 called Further On Up the Road.
Further on up the road. Just what you sow. That old saying is true. You got to reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. Like you mistreat someone, someone's gonna mistreat you. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Further on up the road, you found out I wasn't lying. You get your
Money Blues Show with Further On Up the Road. So we're going to keep it going, Law. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Faces of Success Radio. Stormy Money Blues Show will be on next Monday every night. Tune in, tell a friend to tell a friend down in the bottom. I want to say hello to my friends is down in De La Rosa, Mississippi. We have a good sister radio stations all over the country, and we want to say hello to them on the FM 101 side. And for those people who get on the website, make sure and go to the donate button and click on the donate button to keep this going on. You know, this is a black-owned, black-run, created with you in mind. So let's make sure and support what supports you. And the blues is a dying genre. We want to keep the blues alive. So make sure to always click on blues when you go to the www. Faces of Success Radio. Click on blues if that's what you desire, or any other the other genres that we have available. And we're going to keep it going right along right now with another song. Now, I want to talk a little bit about what's really been going on in the blues world over in Australia. They say it's been a lot of big shows going on, so I'm going to try to get to Australia. And I hope you tune in. So we're going to be simulcasting from all over the United States and abroad with the blues. Canada, hopefully, I'm connecting with some blues promoters in August of next year. I'll be in Canada doing the blues. And also, I'm a part of the Fillmore Slim review. And we're supposed to go to Cognac, France, and some other places. He had an important call come in, so he had to transfer off. And he's probably still listening in. And he'll probably be on in a minute. So you guys stay tuned on the Stormy Monday Blues Show, where the blues is always here. And whatever your genre, if you like rock and roll, country, we have a new show going to be starting with Chad Freeman. He's going to be out of Phoenix, Arizona, with some blues, some gospel, country and western. And, you know, we're going to provide different, whatever you like. You can find from techno to, and make sure on Sundays, tune into the gospel hour. We have gospel. We have something for the youth, Niara's Air Show. So Stormy Money Blues Show. We're going to be tuning right back in. Tune into, you can log on at facesofsuccessradio.com or call in 323-642-1569. And for the Sacramento listeners, if you're around, you'd like to go hear some blues on Sunday evenings, go to Torch Club. You can hear blues down there. Or you can also go to Folsom, to the Powerhouse on Sunday. It starts about 7. Jam sessions. Stormy Monday Blues supports all jam sessions worldwide, from Silver Springs, Maryland, to Sacramento, California. We support karaoke, blues. All the blues societies from Washington, D.C. To Mississippi to wherever. Yeah, we support and they endorse Faces of Success Radio. So we're going to get back to the blues. So if you have any requests, you can always call in 323-642-1569. And let me know what your requests are, and I can try to supply your needs. We try to play a lot of old school blues. But if you have new school blues you'd like to submit, you can always submit the blues to Faces of Success Radio at Gmail, the email for Faces of Success Radio, Faces of Success Radio at Gmail. Yes. So we're winding it down. You know, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Stormy Money Blues Show. We got about 15 more minutes.
Thank you,
and everybody have a good evening.